Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right. I have got a challenge for you guys. I am willing to give $50 if we cannot answer it correctly. This is based on what Abby was telling us earlier. Here's what I would like. You guys got to participate in this. I would like you guys to tell us all the things that went wrong before your wedding. Like the universe was telling you, do not marry this guy. Do not marry this woman because so many things went wrong. You tell us what happened and then the five of us have to guess if you guys are still together or not. Okay. If the three or five of us, if the majority, we'll take the majority answer. Mm-hmm. If we guess it right, they get nothing. If we guess it wrong, they get $50.
Gotcha. Okay.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Because I wonder if the universe works this way, where it's telling you, I'm going to put all these obstacles in front of you before your wedding day. You should not marry this person.
Some people will look at it as signs, and other people will just look at it as, you know, coincidences and obstacles. And if you can overcome that, then you'll be able to overcome anything in your relationship.
Now, Abby was telling us earlier, this just pertained to a bridal shower.
Yes, but trust me, these people are meant for each other. To me, that has nothing to do with the relationship. I'm just wondering if we just shouldn't have a bridal shower, period. Or maybe we do just have to lower our expectations and do it in the back room at Chili's, which, you know what? I love a fajita. I wouldn't hate it too much. But as somebody who has a breakup podcast, I'm a full believer in bad omens. And I have seen some of the same bad omens show up before people's weddings or before people have decided to like take the next step in their relationship. And the one that I've seen, I think at least three times with just three different stories on mine, was that somebody's puppy died three different times before the breakup happened. So if your puppy died, that's how I'm going to know.
That is the worst of all omens.
The worst.
Like, you were nervous because, I mean, and this happens. This is not a sign or anything, but it was supposed to be like a really crappy day in Lexington when you got married, right? And the clouds like parted and it was beautiful.
The Saturday we got married, it was cold and it was raining all day long right before we exchanged our vows. Now, like the day before when we went to the racetrack, it was sunny, it was beautiful, it was amazing. It was literally within 24 hours, the temperature dipped like 20 degrees and it literally poured, and it was right before we were about to take pictures, and like, yeah, the skies parted and we had like, I wouldn't say beautiful weather, but weather conducive to have a wedding outside.
All right, Tommy says that we're having some problems with our phone, so let's try to get through these. Hey, Michael, okay, tell us the series of things that happened before your wedding that could be interpreted as the universe telling you not to get married. Then we're going to try to guess if you're still married or not.
So when we went to go get our marriage license, they misspelled my name wrong, and we had to go back and redo it.
Okay.
And also, our wedding planner wasn't giving us any info on what was going on with our wedding.
Okay. That's it? Those are the two?
That's pretty much it.
Did you and Kristen have the same wedding
plan? I was thinking that.
Okay, those two. I think you guys are still married.
Yeah, I think you get past that.
You got married.
Yeah. I think they still got married because they went back to go get the second marriage license.
Now the question is, are they still married? That's what the $50 is based on.
I think they're still married.
Still married.
Still married?
Yep, still married.
We're all going with still married.
Yes, we're still married.
Yay!
Still married.
Yay! You win because you have love on your side.
There you go.
Hey, good for you, but you get nothing.
It's weird to hear that they don't get any money.
You get love. You get a spouse.
All right, Rachel, line them up for us. What went wrong before your wedding day where the universe was telling you, don't do it, don't do it, but you did it anyway, and we're going to guess if you're still married or not.
Okay, so 2 days before our wedding, when all the guests were arriving to Atlanta, I-85 collapse.
Oh, I remember. Was this the fire, like on the bridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not all. So the same day, that night, there were some bad storms, so a bunch of my family didn't have power where they were staying that night. And then the next day, when the rest of the guests were arriving, there was a bomb threat at the major hotel downtown. And so they couldn't get into, like, a lot of them were just circling downtown Atlanta. They couldn't get into the hotel. And then, of course, our liquor store where we were picking up all of our alcohol for the wedding was right next to the 85 bridge collapse. So the day before the wedding, my fiance, the groom, had to go, like, you know, a roundabout to get all of that. But then we had the wedding, and he woke up the next day with a horrible sinus infection and was sick. He was sick the entire honeymoon. And the last night of our honeymoon, we had this crow's nest on the top of the house we rented in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And we were, this sounds so cheesy, but we were stargazing, like laying on the benches to just watch the stars.
Yeah.
And we fell asleep. Well, I woke up to him standing over me with a completely busted face. He had rolled off the bench and just slammed his face into the ground. And he spent the whole night with a nonstop nosebleed. That has been our whole last day of the honeymoon on some other island with this doctor who, I mean, it was just horrible. He had to have his whole face bandaged up. Everyone was like, what happened? Like, he got in a fight or something, but it wasn't that. And he still has he ended up with scars, and I mean, it was crazy, but
okay, so
that's what happened.
The universe was clearly telling you guys not to get married, especially with the alcohol situation.
The universe, like, what else I gotta do, man?
Right. Collapsing highways.
Are you kidding me?
Kristen, are they still married?
Yes, they are.
They are married, Cassie says.
Yes.
Mo?
I hope so.
Oh, for sure. It can only go up from there.
We're all saying you're still married.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, congratulations.
Seven
but
years.
But you get no cash. But congratulations. Great story also. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.